During each of the last three presidential elections, both major party candidates for president strongly supported open trade. This year, President Bush and his Democratic opponent, John Kerry, are more skeptical about the international economy. Commentator Ev Ehrlich believes he knows why.
Maybe the presidential candidates are just echoing public opinion, and it's a bad year for internationalism. But if it is, how did public opinion break down so fast? There are plenty of things to point to. Between the stock market crash, 9/11 and Iraq, and lethargic job growth, our confidence in our ability to survive in the world economy, let alone lead it, has been shattered. We now see the world only as a hostile and dangerous place to be, as opposed to a place that offers great opportunity and great reward if we only get it right. The presidential candidates both tell us the world wants to take something from us. One side says our right to wage war. The other side says our right to make a living. This pessimistic perspective is a problem because the world economy does not work without American leadership. Somehow, we need to get back to the realization that we can do great things in the world if we only turn our attention back to it. For example, the world has 1 billion people who live on something near $1 a day. Their poverty can be overcome, in part at least, with patient investment in education, sanitation and water resources, and public health. Former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill figured this out when he went to Africa with the rock star Bono. Improving the standard of living of the world's poor not only relieves human suffering, but subverts the support for terrorism, makes the world more stable, and grows the market for American products. But our vision of a better world runs far ahead of our current willingness to fund it. We are blithely and shockingly unconcerned about the risks posed by global poverty, as if the world's poorest people weren't on our planet. We risk looking up decades from now and wondering why we let this suffering and resentment fester, as surely as we looked up and wondered how we let Al-Qaeda slide. America and America alone can make the world work again. It takes investing in human development, opening trade, addressing issues such as environment and poverty, and giving new economic powers such as China or India the same seat at the table that we now give to Italy and Canada. It takes a kind of leadership that neither of the candidates is yet to talk about. Can you imagine an America that reconvenes the climate change talks, that fights human misery, that helps to wipe out child labor and poverty, and that opens markets for our products abroad by playing fair in trade policy at home? Let's hope our leaders can, too.
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, Senior Vice President of the Committee for Economic Development in Washington, D.C. He was Undersecretary of Commerce during the Clinton administration.